الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah to exalt, dimension, and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's good to see you, brothers, again. Alhamdulillah. The Sheikh, may Allah preserve him, has the khutbah titled Ramadan Knocking the Doors. He said in the beginning of the khutbah, if the door knocks and the one knocking is one who is beloved to the heart of the human, then the one in love will become joyful upon hearing the knock, upon meeting, upon embracing, due to the fact that you've been awaiting this guest for a long time because you love him. Furthermore, you will be happy because of the gifts that he brings along with him. He said the one knocking is Ramadan. The breeze of Ramadan has come. Here he is again knocking the door. And it has happened so fast. He said, last year we were saying farewell to Ramadan, and now we're saying welcome to Ramadan. So la ilaha illallah, how fast the days go by. And similarly are our lives. They are stages. So let us then, the one who's happy is the one who prepares for meeting Allah. He said, and the third point, there's a pause which we should have when it comes to welcoming this month. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give glad tidings to the Sahaba at the arrival of Ramadan. So he would say to them, Ramadan has come to you. It's a blessed month. Shahrun Mubarak. That's why the ulama say that you shouldn't say Ramadan Kareem, because it is Allah who is Kareem. That generosity is not a quality of the month, it's a quality of Allah. The Kareem will give you a lot in the blessed month. You understand? It's a very objective, very, you know, accurate point of view. Say Ramadan Mubarak, because Allah made it Mubarak. And Prophet ﷺ used the term Mubarak. The term Kareem creates some differences among the scholars. Ala kulli hal, he said to them, alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed month of Ramadan has come to you. Allah has made it obligatory upon you to fast. The gates of paradise are open, and the gates of the hellfire are closed, and the shayateen are chained. In some of the other narrations, maradatu shayateen, the wicked among them, the most evil among them, are chained. So, in Ramadan, there is a night which is superior to 1,000 nights. Whosoever has been deprived of its goodness, then he has truly been deprived. The Sheikh said, in this great month, this month is actually a month which is beloved to the people of Iman, the people of righteousness, the people of piety. Every true believer looks forward to the arrival of this month. And the question is why? By the way, while some people like it, some people don't. You know what I mean? Some people think, you know, I can eat anytime now, but when Ramadan comes, man, I can't eat. You know? 28 to 29 days, 30 days, no food during the day. Allah musta'an. May Allah make it easy. The only thing they concentrate on is the natural feeling of being, it's that which goes against your desires, which we don't deny. It goes against our preferences not to eat when we want to eat. But it is very negative for a person to only reflect on this aspect and forget about all the goodness that comes along with it. But truly, the people who don't have real iman, they can't look at the good. Because it's almost like they don't believe in the reward. They believe, but not the way the people of iman believe. with anticipation. So you find them only complaining. They only complain about the aspects which they consider negative. They don't pay attention to the consequences of this hunger. But anyways, Allah al-Musta'an. Now what happens in the month of Ramadan? First, Allah has specified this month as being the month in which the Quran or the light was revealed. Allah says, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was sent down, hudan linnas, guidance for mankind, وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and it is the clear proofs of guidance and the criterion in the month of Ramadan. Now the Quran came down in two different stages. Okay? First, the Quran was in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz with Allah Azza wa Jal. And then it was revealed as a whole book. I mean, not a physical book. The whole Quran was revealed, as the ulama say, from Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz to As-Sama Al-Dunya, which is in Laylatul Qadr, or in the other ayah, in the Blessed Night. Then from there, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would bring the revelation in portions over the period of 23 years according to the circumstances. Because one may say, how can the Quran be revealed on Laylatul Qadr and we know it took 23 years for the whole thing to be revealed? It doesn't make sense. Because the Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was the Sahabi with this explanation. You know Ibn Abbas' status in the interpretation of the Quran. The whole Quran was revealed from Lawh al-Mahfuz to Sama' al-Dunya. Then from there it would be sent down in portions according to the needs of the Muslims. So it still came down in Laylatul Qadr. That's the explanation. In another ayah, Allah says in Surah Al-Dukhan, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. Verily we have sent it down in a blessed night. That is the whole Quran. The Shaykh said we will speak about that layla soon after. The month of Ramadan, then Allah has honored it with the revelation or the sending down of the Quran. This Quran, which is the source of guidance for all of mankind, rather the jinn as well. The jinn said, verily we have heard Quranan ajaban. It's a wondrous, amazing Quran. فَآمَنَّ بِهِ, so we believed in it. They automatically be يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْد عَفْوًا. It guides to the best guidance, to the correct path. فَآمَنَّ بِهِ, so we believed in it. So they said that the Quran is guidance. And Allah said before that, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It's a guide, it's a source of guide, not for everyone, for the muttaqeen. Otherwise, they wouldn't be kuffar. If it was a guide for everyone, they wouldn't be kuffar. But Allah specified, the people who are conscious of Allah will be guided with the Quran. Those who are not, will not. Whether it is the Muslims or the non-Muslims. That's why you find we're not all the same in terms of our relationship with the Quran. Some people go by the Quran, you know, word per word, letter per letter. They don't go beyond what Allah instructed, not even this much. And some people have 20%, 50%. Some people go against everything. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. They go against almost every, you know, لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَى, they eat riba. You know, everything Allah said don't do, they wind up falling into. So this is a person who has not truly been guided by the Quran in the way he's supposed to be, even though he believes in it. But he's not from the muttaqeen. So there's no such guidance. The Shaykh said this Quran then is a guidance for jinn and ins. And Allah Azza wa Jal has made the month of Ramadan the month in which this light and this guidance was revealed. The Shaykh said the bounty of guidance is the greatest bounty on the face of this earth. It is greater than the bounty of hearing and seeing and health. The greatest bounty of all is the bounty of guidance. So Allah said, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. So this guidance is acquired in this blessed month. It's an opportunity to acquire this guidance in this blessed month. Why? The gates of Jannah are open, the gates of the hellfire are closed, and the shayateen have been chained. He has some very interesting comments to make about the shayateen of ins, however, and I wonder whether it is now. Naam. So the Shaykh said, now look, when The shayateen are chained. These are external factors. You have internal factors, external factors. External factors have been removed. The shayateen don't whisper and are not able to misguide the people like they are able to do so in other months. These are external factors. What remains is what's inside. That's why you find some people that even in Ramadan, it's the same thing for them. Some people don't pray. And some people may fast one day and break their fast the other day. Some people break their fast in the shisha, place. Or right after iftar, they smoke some shisha. Or smoke a bunch of cigarettes, mashallah, tabarakallah. Where is the taqwa that you have acquired in the fasting? The shaykh will speak about that. But really, in reality, this is someone who still has the shayateen within him. Or his an-nafsul ammara bis-su' still calling him to evil. External factors are pretty much gone. Internal factors may be very much active. So it depends on how we have been with Allah Azza wa Jal, the relationship with Allah throughout the year. That's why you find people who forget about Allah the whole year, they find it difficult to change in Ramadan. They're not able to make that complete transformation. They may do something, then they go right back to their old ways as soon as Ramadan is over. Why? Because they were like those whom Allah said, لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Now they forgot about Allah, Allah made them forget about themselves. So there's a huge difference between the people when it comes to how they react to this month of Ramadan. The Shaykh said, look, may Allah have mercy on you now. Allah dealt with the external factors, the shayateen have changed. Now look at the internal factor. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. So whoever amongst you, the ulama differed on shahida, or they have multiple explanations. Shahida as in you are a resident, meaning you're not traveling. Because Allah said before, فَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعَدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. So shahida as you were a witness, you witnessed it as in you're not traveling. Or shahida as in that you're alive. If you're there, if that month comes to you while you're there, then you fast. It's an obligation on you to fast the month of Ramadan if you're able to do so. It is obligatory upon every sound Muslim who has reached the age of puberty. Other than the menstruating woman, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it obligatory then upon every resident who's able to fast the month. What is there in this fasting? What are the benefits in the fasting? Well, he didn't actually before. Let me go back, because I guess he's saying this from his own thing, not in the regarding the shayateen of ins. It's very important. As we said, the shayateen of jinn, we know what's happening with them. But what about shayateen of ins? They're around. That's why you don't see anyone chained from among your neighbors, who's known for being evil during the month of Ramadan. He's still around, bumping his music and, using the foul language and still involved in the same evil he's been involved in the whole year. You don't see him chained anywhere. The Shaykh said, be careful of the shayateen of humans who suddenly show up in the month of Ramadan, specifically through these satellite dishes. I mean, you could drive down a street and you will see already the advertisement, the month of Ramadan and some wicked actor, the month of Ramadan. What does that have to do with that? What is the relationship between Ramadan and soap operas? Ramadan and competitions on TV. These are the shayateen who have been preparing all year to attack us during the month of Ramadan. It's ajib. The audacity of these people. They choose the month which Allah made blessed, which is a month to return to Allah. The best month we can think of to get closer to Allah. They make it their target for them to mislead the people. Yani what? Yani it's unbelievable. You can't even say it in words. And they have the nerve to advertise and call and invite, as if the month of Ramadan is the month of eating. So you see all these now advertisement of food. Suddenly the sambusa became khafifa and rashiqa. Have you seen that one? The sambusa is now light and rashiqa is, graceful. They're full of oil. They tell you the worst thing you can eat during iftar is sambusa. Because your body has been away from food for so long, you need something light on your stomach and sugar. The sambusa is neither light nor sugar. It's wicked, but people love it. And suddenly now all the advertisement about suddenly the most healthy food in the world is sambusa. Ya Sheikh,
Yani you're going to lie to us as well? Think we're dumb? We know what's up. Where were you the whole year? All of a sudden, sambusa became part and parcel of Ramadan. For some people, no sambusa, no Ramadan. You might as well, khalas. Ajeeb, this connection with food in the month of fasting. In the month of fasting, connection with food. In the month of fearing Allah, soap operas and television. It's the other way around. Why? There's no real substance. There's no real iman. There's no real taqwa. It's all a bunch of ritualism. Just like they're Hindus and their rituals and the Christians and their rituals. Many Muslims follow them without even knowing. Yeah, we have our own Ramadan rituals. No real iman. No real fear of Allah. Just going with the flow. Everybody prays Taraweeh, we pray Taraweeh. Everyone fasts, we fast. But that's not how it's supposed to be, Ikhwan. We're supposed to be above this lowly attitude concerning this blessed month that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with. Now going back to the fasting, the Shaykh said, fasting then, what is fasting? It's abstinence. It's permissible abstinence, because if you needed food, you're not allowed to prevent your body from food because you will die. So, but in this case, it is actually permissible abstinence, avoiding something, refraining from something. And what is good for that? That the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith Qudsi that Allah said, every deed of the son of Adam, except fasting, is his. As for fasting, it is mine, and I shall reward him with goodness for it. Of course, Allah is the one who rewards us with goodness for all the deeds. And all of the deeds we should do are not for us, are for Allah. This, the scholar says, emphasizing the value of fasting in the sight of Allah. Yani Allah did not put a number to it, as in, you know, 700 times multiplied by 10, like al-harfu bi'ashari amthalihi, the letter is equal to 10 or multiplied by 10. No, Ramadan and fasting was not mentioned with any number, because Allah Azza wa Jal will reward whoever He wishes to reward accordingly. So it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because of the element of sincerity. Yani the manifestation of the fasting being for Allah is that even if you're by yourself, behind closed doors, which are locked firmly, and there's no one that can see you, and you have a chicken sitting right there on the table, you won't eat it. You could. If you were just trying to avoid human beings, you will eat it. But what prevents you from eating? Knowing that Allah sees you. That is the fasting for Allah. You may do salah for many different things. You know what I'm saying? But this element, like, that's why qiyam, they say, is good. Because qiyam is also sincerity. No one sees you praying. So now you're truly praying for Allah Azza wa Jal. And fasting is looked at in this manner as well. What is the objective though of fasting? Oh, you have believed, fasting has been prescribed upon you, as it was prescribed upon those who came before you, perhaps you may attain taqwa. So ya akhwan, this is the lesson we need to understand. If we avoid food and drink the whole day, then as soon as we break our fast, we go wild. Some people go wild. If you don't believe me, wait till you're invited to a dinner. Mashi, and see the plate which some of the people carry. A plate, look, food cannot fit on the plate anymore. The food is like this, rice with chicken on top of chicken, vegetables on top of Lebanon, everything has been on one plate, and the brother's like this skinny, walking by, say, where are you going with this one, akhi? Is this for the family? No, it's for me. And then what happens, you know what's sad? He will eat a quarter of it until he's stuffed, and then the rest is in the trash. Wallah, this is not the objective of fasting. Wallah, this is not what it's for. Look, if you feared Allah, you would think this rice, this one rice, if we were to collect them, the ones that fall off the plate on the sufra, and give them to a needy person, this will be dinner for them. If we believed. But the problem is that people don't understand. They think, okay, from Fajr till Maghrib, I don't eat. He sleeps 10 hours. Of the, 15 hours of fasting, and then he eats all you can. It's buffet, all you can eat. And then he thinks, then he smokes and he watches TV and listens to music, say, khalas, Ramadan maqbool, inshallah. Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. Say, akhi, you're mistaken, brother. This formula does not work. The objective of fasting is you develop fear of Allah. And the reason why you left alone food is for the sake of Allah. Now, what did the Prophet ﷺ teach us concerning eating? One third for food, one third for drink, and one third for your breath. This is the standard default sunnah. Sometimes, as some of the narrations indicate, you may go full. You may fill up your tank. Sometimes. But not every night. Now, which one of us will do that in Ramadan? The problem is, people eat and eat and eat. By the time it's Isha, he can't even get up. And when he comes to Salah, he wants to sleep already. So now the Imam reciting half a page becomes a problem. Because this means the Salah will be long. So they make dua against the Imam. And then he will backbite him outside. Ishhad al-Imam. What is this man? The other masjid, they finished 5 minutes earlier. This one takes 5 minutes longer. We need to look for another masjid tomorrow. This is what it is? Is this what it is? Just trying to go to the masjid with the quickest Salah. Quickest Salah to get it done. You know, he misses Isha, he prays Taraweeh. Ritualism. Isha is an obligation, Taraweeh is a sunnah. No matter how much you love the Taraweeh, it remains a sunnah. If you don't pray it, no one will say you will gain sin. You will miss on the ajr, but you're not sinful. You miss Salatul Jama'ah, you are sinful. People come for Taraweeh, miss Salatul Isha. It's ritualism. They don't realize it, but that's not the deen of Allah. That's not the deen of Allah. So be careful of this food, you know, fitna. Food fitna. Slow down, take it easy, break your fast with some dates and some water, some milk, and let your stomach relax. Come and pray Isha Taraweeh. Afterwards, have a decent meal. I'm not going to say go crazy eating. Have a decent meal that will keep you good until, you know, the next day. This is the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anything other than that will ruin the Ramadan one way or another. So the Shaykh said, among the benefits of fasting is feeling or having concern about other Muslims who are starving all over the world. Yani when you are fasting, when you feel the pain of wanting food and not being able to have it, this should make us reflect and think about many Muslims who are in this condition daily. Not because they're fasting, because they truly don't have an option to eat. And Imam, I mean, it's no secret to you what's happening in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Yemen, in Libya, in Syria, all over the Muslim world, whether amongst the subcontinent or otherwise, there's some sort of fitna, internal fitna, that is creating problems for the people. We are having a good time here. I don't know when was the last time we felt like we couldn't eat something when we wanted to eat it. So, yani, we need to at least be mindful of these people. And those of us who have money, who can help, this is the time to do so. I just received, imagine, I received an email this morning. A young sister from the UK. She said, look, I know that you're in Saudi Arabia. I watch the lectures online. And I want to donate money to provide iftar for people there. Can you do this for me? Look where her mind is. She's going to transfer money all the way from the UK here and have someone go through out of their way because she wants the ajr from Allah. Yeah, and she's going out of her way. This is a young lady. Probably she doesn't have a job. Maybe she inherited this money. Allahu a'lam. Those of us who got a lot of money, where are they? You don't have to go around. You can make the iftar right here. So some people, you know, Allah blesses them to think ahead and to utilize what Allah blessed them with. And some people never think in this way. They only think about the fancier model of the car which they're driving, but they never think about the other Muslims whom they can help for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh spoke about some medical approach to fasting concerning how the veins are, you know, because the blood does not flow as fast because of fasting, so the shaitan will not be able to flow as easily, because Rasulullah said that the shaitan flows in the son of Adam, the flow of the blood in the veins. So this is, I guess, trying to bring a relation between scientific observations and Islamic teachings. The idea is proving that it will give you a sense of tranquility. That's why you see a fasting person, he's just chill out, he's relaxed, he's tired, he's more tired than he would be otherwise. So it creates this kind of feeling. In the month of Ramadan, there's Laylatul Qadr, which is equivalent to 1,000 nights in worship. The Shaykh said, who is the winner? Who will attain this reward? It is not the one who's lazy the whole month and he says, okay, on many people, 27th. You know, you come on any masjid on the 27th night and it's something different. You know, you try to go to the haram on the 27th night, you may not even make it. Why? Because some people have aqidah that it is the 27th night, and there's a narration to this effect. But many of the scholars say you cannot say this 27th night, because we have evidences that sometimes it was on the 21st, sometimes 23rd. So the general principle is that it's on the odd nights. Some of the ulama say it's even the 10 last nights. The idea is we're all businessmen oriented, and it's fine to have it this way. But when it comes to the month of Ramadan, we need to leave that alone. Yeah, and you don't forget about all the good in the month and then try to bank it all on one night, the 27th. Usually Allah will not grant you success. Usually. It may happen. It's Allah's, you know, right to do whatever He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But generally speaking, the one who strives the whole month is the one who's given the blessing at the end. The one who was from the beginning preparing. You see, the first 3 days, excitement, relaxation. Relaxation until the last 3 nights. That's usually Ramadan for many people. No, be consistent throughout. From the beginning until the end, exert yourself, strive. You are more likely to be given the ajr of Laylatul Qadr, which is guaranteed to, you know, put you on good terms with your Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh said, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. It's very sad that people, you know, prefer to sleep at the time when they could be getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. In the second part of the khutbah, and we're almost done, barakallahu feekum, the Shaykh said, look, this noble guest of ours knocks our doors only once a year. It knocks our door only once a year. So while we are anticipating its arrival, so let us honor this guest of ours. Let us honor this blessed month of Ramadan. The Shaykh said, inshallah, next Jumu'ah, we will meet while we are fasting. We will meet while we are fasting. So before Ramadan comes, يعني, develop an intention. Nothing that you say verbally. Not some words or verbatim. Nawaitu, kada, kada. No. But in your mind, have the intention to get closer to Allah in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because the niyyah has value in Islam. If you intend to do something and you're unable to do it, Allah will give you the ajr of the niyyah. The Shaykh said, you may die. Some may die before the arrival of the month. Some may die in the beginning of the month. Because we don't know what's going to happen. From now, intend goodness. Don't wait till the last second. From now, say, bi-idhnillah. Yani, without saying these words. But have the idea, when the month of Ramadan comes, I will do everything I can to get closer to Allah. If you get it, if you have the niyyah and you don't make it, alhamdulillah. This is mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal. But yani, then we must have that anticipation. You know, don't wait till the last second. No, from now already look forward to the month of Ramadan. Of course, if we're true believers, that will naturally be our intention and feeling. Allah says, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die except in a state of submission or as Muslims. So the Shaykh said, then have the niyyah to be sincere to Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, and then he made dua for all of us, you know, for Allah to bless us and to allow us to make it to Ramadan. And, you know, generally speaking, Ikhwan, يعني, if we have not yet started to feel the need for Ramadan, there's something wrong with us. And the one who doesn't feel his sins, who doesn't believe his sins are a burden, is the one who doesn't anticipate Ramadan. The one who feels that his sins are a burden on his back, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. And we have removed the burden of that error of the sin which had burdened your back, which was heavy on the back. From the favors of Allah upon the Prophet ﷺ, that he did not make that a burden on him by removing it, because sins are heavy. So each one of us knows his sins. And what opportunity to have him forgiven like the month of Ramadan. So if you truly feel the sins being a problem in your life, then you will look forward to Ramadan, because this is an excellent chance for you to fix your relationship with Allah, get rid of the sins. If you don't feel, if one of us does not feel his sins are a burden, the month will be like Shawwal and like Sha'ban, like any other month. It will just be a bunch of rituals. So we need to reflect on our sins. How many sins do we commit per day? And how badly do we need to get rid of them? If we feel this way, inshallah, we will truly look forward to Ramadan. We will suffer this Ramadan, inshallah. The Fajr is around 4:20, and the Maghrib is around 7:20 with this heat. It's not going to be your average Ramadan. It's not going to be your average Ramadan. But according to the difficulty, the ajr also will be. The reward will be from Allah. So we ask Allah to enable us to fast it and to pray at night and to make it sincere for His sake. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala bayna Muhammad wa sallam alaykum wa rahmatullah.